importance of good laws. I'd better get through everybody's head here. I will go down fighting against an unjust law. But it is just that you give an honest day's work for your pay. If you don't like it, quit. I'll go through channels and protest it. But don't slovenly fail to do your work.
And besides telling three lies here to Father, I asked you, when I first got up here, to swallow your chewing gum, and you didn't. And I'm quite sure that the children don't appreciate it.
What are you doing with chewing gum in here? Go ahead. I'm talking about something else. Go ahead. Whatever you have to say with you.
I think you should know out. Jim, what is your schedule? Do you have a constant schedule? You have days? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. You only use your car to go to and from work, unless you are especially called on. I want Zippy. Zippy, where are you here?
I want you to do this for me. I'm great in question whether how much you know me and could be where you are all the years we've been around, or at least in contact with each other. I want you to come down here and you check water. People have been leaving water. I want you to do this every day. See that there's not water faucets running. I'd like for you to go through and see if the animals are well fed, because I'm happy to do some of this. Now I'll be on some important missions. I want you to see that these animals are getting well fed. And you, Stephen, Tim, Jim, you talk with him to schedule. I'd like you to keep their cages clean a little extra, because school's going to come. I want these children to do it, but I want you to follow up on them. Will you do that?
Yes.
Every day, I'm going to count on you. You see, that we lose no more water here. People have been going around here, turning water on, had a hose on the side of the riverbed, and there was a whole stream running down of our precious water. And this is the driest season we've ever had. So you got to redeem yourself, my man, some way. And the brother's quite right. Your time can become a great enemy to you unless you are fully socialist. And most of the people in here don't know socialism. If you're fully that, it'll keep you straight when nothing else will keep you straight. Your conscience, socialism is God. God is socialism. I am principle socialism. That's what makes me God. But socialism is more than just in a personal form. The deity of socialism is impersonal and ever-present. And some of you see me too much after the flesh. You don't even see me after the flesh. I can look right at you and you lie to me. You look right square in my face and you see me call out the people, tell them the thoughts of their mind. You look right square at me and lie. And do it convincingly. And I've time and time again, I have people up like you, when they'd be stoutly denying, swear on everything sacred it wasn't true, and I'd show you that they were liars, and you people still keep doing the same thing that they've done. You're going to break down all discipline unless I use every bit of my energy to watch for liars or to deal with every liar that I'm dealing with. And you can be a liar indirectly or directly. Some of you stage things to defend yourself in council meetings here or in Monday night meetings. You stage setups to make yourself look good. Whatever it is, it's still a form of treason. And I'm afraid of it. I'm getting so terrified of it, I don't even feel close to some people I ought to feel. People who put me in a bad light or attempt to consciously or unconsciously, rather than to admit the one thing that has been said, and I repeat, and no one can be any more honest than this with you. I have never done anything with any of you, whatever it was, at any time, that it was not to bring you to some growth. I never take advantage of any human being. Never have made any human being do anything. So don't pose any kind of situations like that, because it makes me feel grossly uncomfortable. Maybe at the time I can't tell you what I'm doing, but it's a testimony to your strength that I work with you. Bring out things in your mind. Let you see yourself. Expose things about you to yourself that will make you stronger to help others. Because no one that doesn't know themselves is not worth a salt. They can't lead anybody at any time unless they know themselves. And I don't see that much terror here of what I don't. Of really knowing oneself. I said, I'm disappointed from Sunday to Monday night. I was disappointed. I was really disappointed from Sunday to Monday night in counsel situations that came back to my attention. Not because anyone volunteered it to me or brought it to me, but because I had to get it. And I'm really weary with this, and I want to say that Father Jones is calm, but that's the most dangerous time. The calm comes just before the storm. I'm about ready to blow. Now, what I'm going to blow is I'm going to take care of people who are going to be honorable. If I have to put 6-foot-high fence around here and stop every plan I had for outreach and put an electric wire around here, I'll keep out the dogs, and I'm not talking about four-legged ones because they're sweet. I'll keep out all of the rascals that are trying to do harm to those that want to work with me in principle. Doesn't mean blind agreement with me, but work principle. Give me their word and share alike. I'm tired of being watchman on the helm. This place, you've got to stand on guard of it, on top of it, night and day. They said, no other church has to do that. Well, no other church ever did try to do anything about its dishonesty. It just lets dishonesty grow and get so heavy and thick that you couldn't do anything about it. So no one ever would try to straighten out anything, because if you start straightening it out, you'd have to tear the whole thing up. That's how dishonest every movement's been up until now. And this movement can get that way overnight. I have to watch it every minute. If you let this go a year, it's gone. I had some things right in the helm of counsel. This week I ordered something. I had a traitor here, a minister, and I ordered him how to be handled. And I told sisters how to handle him. And I said, take that brother out and show him through senior citizen homes and so forth. But one of my own lieutenants, ego for a moment, got between him and what was good. Because the sister told him, Jim doesn't want that. He says, I said it's going to be. So I had to spend long distance calls today and get Sister Karen Layton to do some repair work because of something that won my closest cooperation. And I feel I've been let down by some of you in the closest circle. I'm really disturbed. I can't go out and jump on this man. I'm let down in the following ways. I just jotted down. I knew this was coming, though I wasn't posted it was coming. So I made some notes to myself. Let them in. Don't let them stand there at the door. Let them in. I'm not healing anybody in the sense that I'll be disruptive, but just let them move quietly. No chatting out. Tell them very kindly, no chit-chatting at the door. No chit-chatting. No, none of your amenities, none of your social amenities. I don't want you greeting anybody. You keep your mind up here, and don't you even look back there to see what I'm correcting. You all keep your faces up here. Now, ordinarily, there's time for that, and we need to fill the atmosphere with love, but not... We're in danger. This movement's in danger. And it's not in danger from without, but from within. alliances that are being formed within the movement. We, on principle, the marriage should be to me. I don't need that marriage, and I don't want that marriage, but the office doesn't have anybody else to put in its position right now, so I'm here. And the first alliance and first marriage should be to me. Too many of you people follow someone else here instead of me as a basic ideal. And I'm afraid of it. I like it because it reduces some of my strain, my work. But you're here with other contacts. You're here because of some, I don't know how to make this, some other hero. And there shouldn't be any heroes but socialism anyway. You pursue this work through somebody else. You follow through someone else. You make alliances with people in my own staff and council, thinking that will make you in. You do favors for people in my council and staff. And I'm going to tell you, frankly, I don't think they're wise enough to always know what's going on. Many times they are. But not always are they wise enough to know that they're being used. Little courtesies. I saw one of them done just not more than a few hours ago to one of the members of my board. Now all they were trying to do was manipulate you, and you didn't know it. You took it hook, line, sinker. This is a terrible task we're called to do, to be honest amidst a dishonest day, a totally dishonest generation. And you're going to have to get convicted of my honesty, or you're going to have to get out of here. And all this kind of stuff Herman reveals to me, you're not convicted of my honesty. You wouldn't lie to me. You wouldn't do these games if you were convicted of my honesty. Now, by this I mean, if you were convicted of the full measure of my devotion, as I put this picture up there, each of these men in that picture, to some degree, gave their last measure of devotion. I'd like for you to talk it over and over and over. You get in your mind. You see, I have to give so much of my body and my mind that if anyone will be sick, it'll be I. If anyone will be bearing infirmities or aging, it'll be me, because I have to take on everybody's problems. If I didn't, I would never age. I think I could really whip it. I've got the keys. I really got the keys to immortality. But instead of keeping it, I'm opening it up as much as I can for you. But the risk is, in opening it for you, I lose it for myself. And I don't mind that whatsoever if you become what I am in principle. If you become the kind of sensitive being that I am, then I'm happy to lose my life. Some of you think it's easy being God. You know, I can help people. I can help myself. Well, I can't. There might be such a thing that I would be drawn on by such number of disloyalties as this, or the disloyalties that I've seen in the last 3 days, that I could have a stroke. Instructions are given. I will never permit being kept alive with a stroke. I will not allow it. Are you willing to do that? Some people recover from a stroke. I will not take, it's only given a certain limited time. If through hypocrisy and dishonesty and disloyalty I am overdrawn and I am for any reason paralyzed or disabled, there are only a matter of hours for it to get corrected, or I am to be removed from the scene, and my mind will make its transmigration, its transmission into another mind, into another body that I've already selected. We've already gone over that. But there'll be someone else sitting in this seat. Now, I'm not going to sit and let that happen easily. I'm getting mighty fed up with this, because I'm not dying for principle. I'm dying for crap. When I see this kind of stuff, I'm not dying for principle. I'm not laying down my life to save humanity if humanity doesn't lift itself up. If you don't become what I am, and I'm saying this to every blessed one of you, because I'm going to free anyone that counsel. I'm not going to free one, because I think I'm close enough to some of you to say. There wasn't a one for that counsel last night didn't play games, one sort or another. You don't level with me, or even in some cases try to put me in a bad spot. Try to get around rules and laws. Set up that, you know, you can't quote anything unless you say who it is. You know that's a rule. And as I said, just this case, right now there's some charge. I don't know. I'm going to ask Brother just to try to show you what kind of principle we have. Man who I trust, second to none. If Brother did this, I want to find out if he did this, because he did wrong if he did it. And they want his words on it. We have no prior, we're just giving his response right now. He's over there working hard every day. But around four, I feel Archie made a statement last night that he shouldn't have made. Something was made criticism about one of the counselors, namely Karen. When he asked who said, he refused to say, so I assumed that you had said it. And told him that I was definitely assuming that you had said this, and he didn't deny that you had said this. I got on him for this. As I said, he shouldn't have said it, since it made me very paranoid, though I told him that I did feel the statement was true. Other council members got on him too. I feel Archie should at least try to deny that you said it, whether you did or not. Then he should have said he was sorry for saying it. But he wouldn't deny it, nor would he apologize for anything. Today around 4 p.m., Archie called and said Jack was the one who said it. He did admit that it was a lack of character on his part for bringing this up to me. I didn't see this part now. Oh, dear. He just started crying after a while and told me how hard he works and how people don't appreciate it. He said I should allow him to be a human being. He did apologize and asked what he could do to make it right. I told him to apologize to you. I thought it was terrible that he let me think all night and all day that you had said it. Well, he hasn't had much time to take care of it. This part was on the part. The other council members, what? No. No. Mother, what are you going to say about this brother? What Archie say? I've got big problems here dealing with him. It's the core of the work.
I said it. And I shouldn't have said it, as I said to her. And I also apologized to her for saying it. The fact that she could then depress me was why it came to the point that it did in terms of my emotions.
And what you should have said is this, and you know this, because you're a principled person, got a lot more principle and grasp, but much more responsibility. You cannot be, at this stage, the boat is rocking, you can't be indulged in being a human being, because there are too many human beings here. So you can't be a human being. So that statement, not crying was not in order, nor was that request that you be a human being. Because we're in trouble here. This whole ship of state's in trouble. It'll make it, but it's in trouble. You shouldn't have said, anyone said it. You should, I think, Karen, that you are good at getting people to do some work.
I agree with
delegating
that.
Work.
I recognize that, never wrong.
That you sometimes were I'm not going to quote all this phrase, not that it's anything terrible or terribly indicting, it's just, I want to say something else to you people too, I'll take from you. I cuss with a purpose. I don't like cussing just to be hearing it. Because you're going to end up cussing at the wrong time, and I know exactly when to do it and when not to. And some of you get the idea that just because I cuss, that that is a kind of a grand license to cuss anytime you please, say anything you want to, just as vulgar and foul-mouthed as you want to be. Now, I'm not foul-mouthed. I am trying to break down hypocrisy. I only cuss to break down hypocrisy, Mother Eternal said, and she was a classic example of it. She said, when I was so upset about this cussing, I realized it was self-righteousness. It was hypocrisy. She got the message. And she, I'm not cussing for her anymore. I don't need to cuss for Mother Eternal. But there may be somebody else that's a good soul in the making that I cuss for. But what are you cussing for? Is the question. Just to cuss. As, and down there at the school, the kids can tell you, when I say anything, my children, or anything said, I said, let's keep it clear. Let's keep the language improved. And we do it there. And it's very hard for these children to understand that. I'm not talking, addressing that to you, Archie. That's, I'm on another tangent now. Because you're certainly not one of those that is a terrible offender in that. But I did wish to say, there is some cuss words here involved, which I don't think there's any point in repeating. Some of you get a glee in it. You just get a joyful glee. And at times I think there's a necessary freedom of repression. But do it through me vicariously. Don't go out and do your thing. If you need to hear something and you need a little laugh, you laugh here. While we've got a closed, controlled door, don't you go outside in the houses and start cussing and creating animosities because you don't know how to break hypocrisy or you don't know how to break self-righteousness. I am the one that knows how to do that. And it's a tough job to do it right. And if anybody can do it, I can do it. You can't do it. You're only just going to create more disharmony by your language. And so I would, I'd cool it.
Father, may I say...
Now, what I'm going to say, I've got a responsibility. To that effect, now that it's out, and you want my opinion, and I don't think you should have said what you said. I don't think you should have said, that leaves me in... I don't think I should have been discussed. I don't think you should have reacted to it. I think you should have kept it cool, and if you'd had more faith in me, you would have kept your cool and talked to him. So now it's out. I'll let you all know where I think. Yes, I think it's true. But I'm not the author of it. But I think that's true. That you relegate work well. But sometimes you shift work. And I'm not the author of this idea.
That's right.
And I'm putting a bad spot here. But so you won't feel that paranoia, I'll tell you right now. I also think if everybody else worked as well as you did, I'd be in pretty good shape. If they all worked as well as you did.
Mm-hmm.
You still, but it's the old thing of from whom much is given, much is required. And you, but you never get out of it. Because as soon as you shift, I'm always there. When you try to shift, now last night you went home early and I came in. The very night I come in, you went home early. I know, but it still works that way. Anyway it goes, you get caught in it, so she gets caught in it, some of the rest of you don't get caught in it. What I'm trying to say is the more you have responsibility, the more conscience you have, the more these things come to your attention. You just get caught in it quick. There was disorganization here. And people didn't know what they were doing here. And some of the other letter writing people, when a leader leaves, they're just people running. Time wasted. That letter writing thing is saved us time and again. Through following the instructions of writing some person, when we got into some trouble, we'd made a friend someplace. Because I'd had some prior prophetic awareness and we'd made a friend. We could call on that friend, be he a senator or whoever. We could call on that. I don't mean a friend in a real sense. But I'm talking about somebody who saw us as votes. But as I said, if everybody worked as hard as she did, it would be fine. But the whole issue in front of the council, with strong people, two of my stronger people, debating what I said or didn't say, is perfectly asinine. And you should not have made this statement that, although I don't, since it made me very paranoid, but I don't think that's just the way you said it, paranoid about me. I think your implication was you were paranoid about me. Everything we do, and I'm going to say this just to be right down the line so we can get it. Everything we do, you don't put it right in the wrong line. What you're really saying, you didn't trust me. Just like we said when we got on council about homosexuality, one of you back there, you set up a kind of a setup. You try to divert the situation to somebody else. We set up things to make ourselves look good, and I'm tired of it because I'm not trying to do it. I'm only trying to keep this office alive. Now, if somebody else wants to take this office tonight, I'm ready for you to do it, and I'll be glad for you to do it, and I'll make you look good because I'm mighty tired of being the bad guy and having to be sick for hours because of the hate that comes my way and taking this thing in. I don't like sickness. I'm just like you. I don't like to feel bad. I don't like to feel bad. Right now, I feel bad. Herman sends out his subtle. His reaction's a subconscious thing. But it's there. I get negative energy from you. I'm mad. Or I'm embarrassed. Whatever. All of these things, whether embarrassment or mad, they come back at me at fiery darts. And I'm tired of it. And I don't have the characterlessness to withdraw. So you're going to have to withdraw. And I mean withdraw, clear out of this country. So you better prepare to know where you're going to go if you get any more trouble. You better make it clear because you're going to have to give up that job and you're going to have to go clear across this United States. Because I'm not going to have any more trouble around here. Now, if I get my mind coordinated, it was an ordeal last night that, as you know, and we have ordeals around here. We got life and death matters. We got political matters. I can't get through your head on the life of mine. I'm involved in far more serious work than is in this room. And I don't appreciate what you hold in your mind. I don't care what you want to tell. You can tell whatever you darn well please. Whatever I have done it. And I'm tired of some of you trying to make exceptions. There is no exceptions. Whatever I have done with you has never been for selfish reason. It's only to bring you to some point. I love you all. And I love some of you in such a way that has to give you a responsibility. You had to mature. You had to evolve. And I'm tired. I'm mighty tired of this game. Saying, well, in here, he says this, but it didn't mean me. Or making some kind of setup that it doesn't mean me. I meant you. I meant you. I repeat what I say. I have never based a relationship. I don't know what it is. And my wife has been the first to say that. I have based my love for her or for anyone else on giving them what I felt they needed. They have in return supported socialism in one measure or another, but I have not needed anyone. I feel that is capitalistic. I will not allow that to build in me. Need. I feel it's very unfair to need. I'm not expecting that of you, but I don't expect anyone to put me in that light anymore. I don't need. All I need is to be Thoreau. I need peace, and I don't need people. I can't go into a situation where I want to go in, and I enjoy some situations more than I do others. It's true. Not that I enjoy the people anymore, but I go in some situations. I visited all the homes in town today. Both these homes here. Visited all of our homes around through the area. And the only real pleasure I had to visit Leanne Harris, who's in a cast. I walked in and she says, wonderful. You just started in telling me beautiful things.